Morning Classical Music here on BPR Classic. I'm host Chip Kaufman. Piano Music of Beethoven is next to take us to the top of the hour. The Piano Sonata in E Major, Opus 109, performed by Aline Grimaud.
I'd like to say that I was a classical music aficionado, but what actually happened is I came here to start a dinner theater with another group of people. We had a core group of actors, and then we brought in people from the outside to fill in the smaller roles. And one of the people that we brought in was a volunteer announcer at the new public radio station, which was then over at UNC Asheville. It was called WUNF in those days. And since they were just starting out converting from a college station to an NPR station, they wanted classical music programming. Now, I had classical music albums, and that was my big qualification. So I went over there, and they said, "You have classical albums?" And that's how it got started.
I'm host Chip Kaufman. We'll be hearing three works tonight, one from one of England's leading contemporary composers.
I'm Barbara Sayer, and I'm the program director here at Blue Ridge Public Radio. It was in 1983, and he came to the station to volunteer. We were desperate for volunteers who had their own music. In other words, everything was an LP then. There were no CDs or digital recordings available to us. And so if you arrived and you arrived carrying records, you were in. You were just in. As it turns out, Chip had much more to recommend him other than that he also owned a whole lot of music recordings.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Reactions, the modern and contemporary classical music program, heard every Monday evening from 10 until 11 p.m. I'm host Chip Kaufman. This is our last Reactions for 1986. We'll be hearing three works tonight.
He had never been on radio, and neither had I, when I first came. So there's always that kind of ramp up, where you're not kind of wandering around on the air. But he immediately, I think, felt at home talking about a subject that he loved.
Opening up, the English contemporary composer is Peter Maxwell Davies, who was born in 1934. We'll hear one of his earliest works, written when he was 21, the Sonata for Trumpet and Piano.
My name is Michelle Keenan. I'm the Associate Director of Development here at BPR, and I've known Chip for about 22 years since I started here as a part-time assistant in the Development Department way back then. We quickly became fast friends, bonding over classical music, public radio, and above all, movies. Chip is a silent film historian, so I kind of gobbled that up. Chip is a natural-born teacher, and one of the things that we hear most from listeners is that they love the information that he gives with music, the context that he offers. It helps people hear and see these pieces of music that maybe they've heard hundreds of times before, but with a whole new set of eyes and ears. More than that, he's also prided himself on playing a great range of music. We don't just play, the top 10 hits of 1776. Chip's attitude is there's more than 800 years of classical music. Play it.
As the station evolved into a largely, as far as music goes, largely classical. We have other things. I really relied on him to help me, and there are many pieces of music, many of which are very well known, but weren't well known to me. Whenever I asked him, "Oh my gosh, I really love this. What is this?" And he would tell me, and I would later understand, oh, that was a really normal piece of music. Everyone knows what that is. But he never treated it like that. He treated it as it should be, which is, if it's new to you, it's new and wonderful. And so he would always tell me about it and lend me a recording that I could take home and listen to. And for years I have relied on him, as has everyone else, for help in pronouncing, not just composers, but other things as well. Chip is a pretty rounded person in terms of his knowledge about words. So that has been an additional boon to all of us, whether you're on the air or not.
Normally, when we hear Boccherini's chamber music, we think of it as being rather pleasant and sedate, but not this time.
This is David Feingold, the general manager at Blue Ridge Public Radio, and thinking about with Chip sometimes on the air. Of course, I would love the music, but I would wait for the music to end and a new piece to begin because I wanted to hear Chip as much as I wanted to hear the music.
Louis Thomas Hardin, born in 1916. He died in 1999 at the age of 83, best known by his pen name of Moondog.
And because I get in relatively early when Chip is getting ready to go, at some point in the morning, I would poke my head into the control room and say, "What do you have for me today?" And then I would get some of the most interesting things about a musical instrument or the composer or the performer of a certain piece, the backstory, things that I had never, ever even thought about, and totally interesting, totally entertaining, and a lot of fun. I really regard him as one of the best storytellers I've ever known, and all you have to have done to experience that is to have attended one of his symphony talks, which used to do Friday afternoons. And the range of his knowledge and the way he delivers that knowledge was so entertaining and really educational.
My name is Catherine Frank, and I'm the executive director for the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at UNC Asheville, which we call OLLI. Chip has been a longtime instructor in our college for seniors, and he has taught 42 courses there, so mostly on film. Another huge contribution he has made was as the introducer of symphony talks. The Asheville Symphony Orchestra has before my time here, and I've been here 8 years now, they offer a symphony talk on the Friday before a Saturday performance. And Chip would always introduce the composers and so offer this overview of the life of the composer and the music that would be presented, and then we would have the conductor and usually a soloist. But Chip was this anchor for that information. And again, just as he had an encyclopedic knowledge of film, he had the same kind of knowledge of the music and composers. And I think that having that voice that we heard from WCQS in our living rooms and kitchens every night was part of a wonderful kind of sense of community that Chip brought to everything he did.
Music there from the one, the only P.D.Q. Bach, the alter ego of American composer, musicologist, and humorist Peter Schickele, born in 1935, who will be celebrating his 84th birthday in July.
What I didn't realize, and I don't know if many of our listeners realize, is how much of Chip's time here has been spent as a volunteer.
He was a volunteer for the majority of the time that he has been here. And even when asked, you know, we're large enough now, we have more resources, we could pay you, he would always say, no, I don't want that. And finally, one time when I asked him, he said, "Yeah, sure, you can pay me." I was like, finally, you know, finally, thank you. I, along with so many others, including listeners, are simply, you know, feeling like we're just going to be missing him. On the other hand, I'm so happy that he's got the chance to do this and that he wants to, going back all those years and going forward, because he helped us be as strong and as vital as we are. Big thank you going backwards and big thank you going forwards.
Three pieces there for the lute by John Dowland, Elizabethan composer, born in 1563. He died in 1626. We heard Queen Elizabeth's Galliard, followed by the Lacrimae Antique Pavan, and finally Mrs. White's Nothing. These are from a 1956 recording featuring the then 22-year-old Julian Bream, who had studied with Andre Segovia, but the two broke when Bream also wanted to play the lute in addition to the guitar. Segovia said he could only stick with the guitar. The two broke over that, and Bream was one of the first performers to introduce the lute to recordings and make it worthwhile, in the sense that he was able to sell his lute recordings and open up a whole field of story for a whole generation of players after him. He was doing early music before early music became popular. The time now is 9:57, and that is going to do it for this final edition of Thursday Night Classics here on BPR Classic. This is Blue Ridge Public Radio, WCQS Asheville, WFQS Franklin, WMQS Murphy. I'm Chip Kaufman. I've been your host for 36 years here on WUNF/WCQS/BPR. This will be my final evening show. I'll be back tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock to bring you my final morning show. I want to thank each and every one of you who have listened over the years, and I also want to pay tribute to those who have listened who are no longer there. Coming up at 10, it's Late Night Jazz. I will close out this program, as I used to do, with this piece.